for Live on TDMS, devoted solely to the art of music. Kind of the reason we're doing this segment is because over the years, music has spoken to my soul more than words many times. And that's what this is all about. Well, this aspiring singer-songwriter from Guelph received her first guitar at the age of 7 and then taught herself the basics. At age 13, she developed a greater devotion for music and started singing and writing her own songs. You can hear her in the background there. I love her voice. Playing in a band called It Goes Down tonight with her friends and schoolmates. Struggling to make it big in a small town is always hard, so she started kind of promoting herself in the Tri-Cities area of Kitchener-Waterloo and in Toronto. Working her way up to play at big venues such as the Sound Academy and the Opera House. In 2009, after performing one evening, Sarah J was invited to attend the Song Studio Songwriters Workshop in downtown Toronto, where she was provided the opportunity to play in venues like Say What. I will be there in a week or two again, I think. By the way, best beer on tap. Keg beer. Phenomenal stuff. Yeah, Say What. Just thought I'd throw that out there. And Hughes Room, probably one of the best listening venues in the city, where many rising musicians have played before her. Returning to the workshop in 2010, Sarah J. was presented with the Damn Good Award of Excellence in Songwriting by Rick Emmett and Blair Packham. I think Blair was just on Humble and Fred the other day. Anyway, in the studio, live, in living color, Sarah J. How are you, Sarah J.?
Good, how are you?
Thank you for joining us. You just drove all the way from Guelph through 17 feet of snow.
Good old Guelph, yeah. Yeah, the drive wasn't too bad, actually, but...
Did you grow up there?
I did.
Okay. What does that mean, growing up in Guelph? By the way, there's a very cool art scene happening
it
in
is.
Guelph.
I mean, now that I'm older, I really appreciate it, but growing up, it's like...
You thought
it's boring. Thought it bit. It's so boring.
Yeah.
But I love it now.
What high school did you go to? Ross?
I went to GC.
What's that?
GCVI. It's Maine Guelph Collegiate.
Oh, Guelph Collegiate. Okay. So all this stuff about, you know, you're a kid and you love music, and you got a guitar and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Is it true?
Yeah, it is. Very true.
I just thought I'd check. let's talk about this guitar right away.
This guitar.
That is a sweet-looking Taylor. How long have you had that?
A couple years. I got to give my mom credit for that.
That is a really nice axe.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. It's my baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad your mom is quite happy that this is your baby. Mom's here in the studio. That's why I said that. Okay, so we always ask these questions in these kinds of interviews. Influences, right? So who would you say?
I kind of go through phases. Like, I kind of fall in love with a musician, and then right
hate
now,
them?
Yeah. Well, not hate them, but I'll go back to it. So right now I'm in love with Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, and her voice is just so... I don't know. It's incredible. And
mellifluous is the word you were looking for.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Okay, how many tats do you have?
I believe I have 8 or 9.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's your favoritest?
My favoritest. I think I like the one on my arm.
Okay.
It's a angel wings, and it's in memory of my grandmother. So
yeah?
When
did your grandmother pass?
I believe in 2008.
First sort of close family member passing for you?
Yeah.
I remember when my grandpa died, the same kind of thing. It just rocks you. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Great. Do you find that kind of stuff leads you into songwriting or leads you away from it?
Sometimes. It definitely pulls you into yourself and makes you kind of look at the emotions. And it's definitely a good time to write some songs. And Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, speaking of songs, can you lay one on us?
I can.
Tell us all about this one. Set it up for us.
So this song is called Crossroads. I'm recording it currently right now.
Okay.
And it's about just a good old bluesy tune.
Love it. Folks, on The Drew Marshall Show, Sarah J. and Crossroads.
You got your friends. I've got my story straight. You point them out, but I won't shoot them down. It was just another way to see how far you've gone. I've got the gift to start to make you rich. You're going down. Chances I'm coming with, saying, oh, don't cross the line, saying, oh. cells, they don't exist. Some say that happiness can make you rich. I see the stars above, it turns dark. Try and mend my broken heart, lead me back. So can meet me back, so can meet me back. Be at the crossroads.
Sarah J on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, okay, so everybody says this. I'm going to say the same thing everybody has ever said to you. For a wee thing, you've got great power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy heart attack. I don't even know how to respond to this. So were you sitting there one day and, like, have you always... Okay, hold on. I got nine questions.
All right.
It's kind of weird because your mom's here too, so I almost want to ask her more questions, but... Have you always been a loudmouth?
No.
Because you don't seem like a loudmouth, but when you sing, it's like, I've got no other choice but to listen.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit of a brat in middle school, but...
Oh, let's talk about that.
All right.
Are you a rebel? Are you stubborn?
I wouldn't say I'm a rebel. I can be stubborn, though. I can definitely be stubborn if I want to be.
Do people compare you with somebody?
I don't know. I don't see the resemblance, but people sometimes compare me to Tracy Chapman. I mean, I see the resemblance in looks, maybe, but...
In looks?
Kind of.
You're pretty. See? Tracy Chapman's not pretty.
I hope she's not listening.
Tracy, if you're listening, I'm sorry. And by the way, how tall are you?
5 foot nothing.
Really?
I think like maybe 5'2" or 3".
You know you're playing a tailor, right?
Yes.
You know they make baby tailors.
I do. I wanted one.
Which sound amazing.
Yeah.
And your fingers, because you don't have exactly monster hands.
Yeah.
You don't have man hands, which is good for a chick. You don't want to have man hands if you've ever seen Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a big old axe. It's almost like a jumbo deal.
I mean, this is small compared to the guitar I learned on. So
really?
I was using her big old honkin' Yamaha.
Big old honkin' Yamaha.
It was an old
Yamaha?
Yamaha.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I didn't.
Does that interest you at all?
Sometimes. I don't have cable, so that's probably a reason why I didn't watch it. But yeah I watched clips and stuff.
See,
like
I've been sucked back into Idol this year.
Oh.
I gave up on it because I was so sick of Yo Dog and Word and blithering
Paula
Abdul.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't stand hearing this stuff. It was just ridiculous. But now, they've got the best three judges I think I've ever seen.
Really?
Well, I know I've ever seen. We've got Keith Urban.
He's good.
J-Lo and Harry Connick Jr. And they've got fantastic chemistry, but their feedback is actual decent feedback. It makes sense.
Oh, really?
And what I'm trying to get around to eventually here with you is you're one of those people that I would sit at home in my lazy boy, watch you on American Idol, and go, yeah, that girl is going to go right to the final whatever thing. I mean, you're Canadian, so you're not supposed to go, hey, I'm amazing. But do you understand how freaking amazing you are? Just say yes.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm getting a grasp on it.
What was the best moment for you musically so far?
I'd have to say there were two pretty awesome moments last year. One was I got to open for Protest the Hero, and it was just a packed house, and I did Hallelujah, and everybody had their lighters up, and it was just a beautiful moment. And the second one I'd have to say was opening for Kanon, which was also incredible, yeah.
You see my nodding right now?
Yeah.
I don't have a clue who you're talking about.
No? Well, Protest the Hero is a heavy metal band, so
okay.
I mean... It was a little weird for... I was so nervous because...
And you busted out Leonard Cohen?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
Really
but,
good move.
Yeah. And then Kanon, he sang Waving Flags. When I get older, I will be strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that. Yeah. Thanks for the context for the old man here.
Yeah. There
appreciate
you go.
It. Okay. Oh, speaking of Hallelujah, did you plan on doing that today?
I did.
Do you want to do that now?
I can.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Sarah J.
All right.
Thank you. record. David played, and I pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? But it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major left. The baffled king composing
Absolutely freaking amazing. Okay, so this is where I'm supposed to say I've heard that song many times, done by many people, and you're the best. Right, I'm supposed to say that. You might actually be. I'd have to go back and listen to a couple, but I'm willing to say you're easily up there for me.
That's incredible.
No, but seriously, that song has been done by a lot, and a lot of really talented people. And you got. I want you to feel so good about it, too, because it was just freaking great.
Thank you so much. That's incredible. That's incredible.
It is. It really is. Coming from me. I'm not the best at compliments. What did you do at Say What?
That was a long time ago. Do you mean, like, what songs I played?
No, I mean, was it just a gig by yourself? Who did you play
with?
No,
it was, what they did was, it's really cool. It's Song Studio, and a bunch of songwriters just go, and Blair Packman, Rick Emmett run it, and you go, and it's a week-long program, and they set up each week, you get to go and play at the venues that they set up, and everybody gets to go and play one song that they wrote, and it's really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
And at Hughes Room, is that the same deal?
Yeah, but it's a little different because you actually have to, like, win. Not really win, but you get chosen to play, so it's kind of like...
Right, so you get chosen to go to Hughes Room.
Yeah.
So you're better if you end up at Hughes Room.
Yeah, I agree.
And that would be you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah!
Thank you. Well done. Is there a CD or so? I want people to buy your stuff. So you have coffee mugs or frisbees or...
Frisbees.
Band-Aids with your logo or something?
It's in the works right now, for sure. So, I mean, I'd say... soon, but I can't put a date on it.
So if people are listening right now going, amen, Drew, I totally agree with you, this girl's a freak show, and I want to buy stuff and follow her, creep on her, I mean, what do you want our listeners to do?
You can check out my YouTube channel, my Facebook channel under Sarah J. Felker.
Right. And but how can they give you money? How can they buy stuff? Do you have anything on iTunes yet or anything they can buy? Or girl, get some stuff.
I know. It's in the works. There's iTunes, which I have Lies, my single, which is also on YouTube.
Well, I'm just all over this. I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, it's going to be a little bit more of SarahJ.ca. SarahJ.ca is the website. Sarah J is the artist, and this is The Drew Marshall Show.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. Say that's so I'm so you mean I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean and she caused the scene. Dance on the floor in the round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't you around making young girls' eyes. Mama always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do.
Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Listening to the stellar voice of Sarah J. Great thrill to have her in studio, and I'm so thankful for Amber McLean, who has kind of told me about a lot of great musicians, really just some fantastic people we've had in studio, whether it's Ashton Bloom or Sarah J. or Donovan Woods or I don't know, whoever. Actually, I want to read you a little quote that I thought, I don't know, I was just in the mood to read. So do you mind if I steal some of your time, Sarah, just to dedicate it to Thomas Merton, whose birthday was yesterday, and he is a guy who is, he's like a brain worm. His words get into your head and just kind of eat your brains. Okay? Check this out. I think you could write a song about this.
Yeah?
You ready?
All right.
Contradictions have always existed in the soul of individuals. but it is only when we prefer analysis to silence that they become a constant and insoluble problem. We are not meant to resolve all contradictions, but to live with them and rise above them and see them in the light of exterior and objective values, which make them trivial by comparison. Yeah, smoke that. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man. Thomas Merton. Happy birthday, buddy, yesterday. He's been dead for a while, but I just thought I'd say happy birthday. Sergey, what would you say would be a moment for you where you would go, yeah, I can be a musician full-time now, and you can't say cash?
A moment that is to come or that...
Well, I don't know. Have you already hit it? Like, are you full-time muso right now?
Not quite, but... I don't know. I'd say for me, when I'm ready to be a full-time musician would be when I'm completely swamped, like when I have absolutely no time for anything else but music.
Hmm. Some people would say, well, you have to leave everything and jump into it, you know, 2 feet all, you know, just get right into it. You got to, in order for it to be full-time, you got to go full-time at it.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
But you got to, come on, you got to survive too.
Yeah,
it's
hard. You know, juggling. Right now, I was working full time, but now I kind of balance it out with a part time. So it's a little bit easier to focus a lot more on music. And
if you were not musically inclined, let's say you wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're musically stupid.
Ooh, that's like my worst fear. But
what if that happens? What would you do?
Probably be a truck driver.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a cool answer. I don't know why it's cool, but it's a... Why?
My favorite thing about being a musician is being able to travel and play music and see the world. So I guess being a truck driver would be cool to kind of drive around and see the world, or see North America, I guess, which is kind of...
If I gave you $1 million, remember Tiny Talentine, Tim?
Yeah.
They would ask these kinds of questions. Mom, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If I gave you $1 million... Who would be the first person you would give money to?
My mom.
Good answer, because she was about to whoop you upside the head if you didn't say that. Aside from your family members, who would be the first person?
Probably somebody who needs it more than I do, or more than my family.
Right. What would be the one thing you would buy for yourself?
A bunch of music equipment, because that's expensive stuff.
Yeah, so it is.
I'd probably just build myself a studio and never leave it.
See, we keep having all these typically Canadian musicians here in the studio who are so talented and yet suck at selling themselves. That's why you guys need a good publicist or manager or something like that. It's not me, but I'm just saying something else. Okay, and what would be the one place that you would go to if I gave you $1 million?
I don't know. There's a couple places.
You can only pick one.
I don't know. I'd go to Costa Rica and live in the little treehouse things that they have. That'd be pretty cool.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Why there?
Because they have the treehouse things. Really?
Yeah. There's no other place in the world that has treehouses?
Maybe, but I just know that Costa Rica has them.
All right. Let's do another tune. What are we doing?
All right. This song's called Oxygen. I actually, I played it, and somebody called it Breathe Baby, and I really like that little slang. So.
Nice. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Sarah J. That little song there was called Tuning. She wrote that in China one time.
Saying don't you worry about a single thing. You got too much time and it sucks you in, don't you know? Why don't you?
Holy cow. You have so much freaking energy. So when you're singing, by the way, that was Sarah J. She's awesome. Let's move on. Okay, so there's a passion, there's a power, right? There's all this kind of stuff coming out of you. Where is that coming from? Is it coming, like, have you, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in life and that you can share on air?
I mean, I got a bowling ball dropped on my finger once, but...
You see, this is what I'm talking about here, okay? So I look at you and your life and, you know, Guelph and, you know, young girl and blah, 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 families here, and I go, there can't be that much angst in your life for you to sing that angsty.
I guess I just say I'm an old soul. I mean, that's the only answer I have for myself, so...
Yeah.
I mean... Old soul's answer.
See, and if you could see her sing, you do this kind of mouth thing, right? And you know who else does this? Is Harry Connick Jr. He does the exact same deal. Kind of comes out in a sideways slant thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an attitude deal coming out of your mouth.
I actually used to, I stopped doing that because I volunteered at a teen program thing. And the kids, they made fun of me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to not move my mouth really
don't,
weird.
Don't yeah, stop yeah. doing that.
I realize
that.
It's pretty,
no.
pretty cool now.
Yeah, it's your marker.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay, so... like what's next for you, right? Because I really want you to explode.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do anything other than have you on my show, and,
yeah.
and hopefully that helps a little bit, get you a little more recognition. But what do you want?
I mean, the dream is to be known, like, I always say I want to be like the next Bob Marley. So, I mean, it's huge, it's a crazy dream, but it's like a dream of mine. And
has anybody challenged, okay, so I'm doing, I'm thinking about the Bob Marley thing. Has anybody challenged you to... How do I say this? When artists have a lot of power, the hardest thing for a powerful singer to do is to restrain it, is to hold it in, right? Because you're just letting it fly. And you seem like as part of your authenticity is like, bleh, there I am. I'm me. This is me. Take me or leave me. That's it, right? And I love that about you, and I think people pick that up. But, you know, Marley had this way of leaning back a little bit and letting the audience come to him.
Yeah.
Right? And
sure.
And I'm sure you've heard this before. It kind of helps break down the fifth wall. It helps the sort of the symbiotic energy between the audience and the artist kind of become more cohesive. And it's got to be really hard for someone with your power to kind of pull back a little bit,
yeah.
right? Is it hard?
I definitely feel like I've pulled back a lot from when I started because
really?
I was just like this... I feel like I have a lot more control over my voice now than opposed to when I first started, but I'm still learning. I'm still kind of growing. And
what I'm trying to ask, I think here, yes, there is a question, Drew. Is it hard for you to sing a soft lullaby kind of deal? Is that hard for you?
It's definitely hard for me to sing like softer songs, but...
Is it because some people say I can't sing, they don't admit it, but if you got behind why there's a fear of singing softly, it's because they're insecure about their vocals.
For me, I feel like I just get bored because I just like to just give it my all and just give them all I have. And because I'm reserved, I keep a lot of myself back. But when I sing, it's just kind of like this is me. Like
it's very Taylor Swift. Ooh, did I just reference Taylor Swift here?
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. Yeah. No, she just, you know, that piano, well, you didn't see the Grammy Awards, but...
Oh, but I did see a little spoof of it where it looked like she was getting knocked out a hundred times. Yeah,
yeah. That's right, yeah. But that's it, you know, from everything I've heard, not that Taylor and I hang out, but, you know, she has a sort of a reserved thing behind the scenes, but when she comes out, she lets it rip, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, well, man, what a thrill to have you on our show.
It's
and
an honor to be here.
Folks, the website you want to go to is sarahj.ca. Sarahj.ca, okay? SARAHJ.ca. Sarah, I would love for you to do one more tune. Would you mind?
I'd love to. All right, this song's called Savior.
Wait, before you do the song, I have one more question. You know, apparently there are thousands of people listening right now. The odds are that somebody famous could be listening, I guess. I doubt it. But yes, maybe. Who would be, if you found out that so-and-so was listening right now to you singing, you would just be giddy?
I don't even know.
Like for me, if I found out James Taylor was listening to my show, I would choke. I'm a big James Taylor fan. How about you?
I'd say I'm a big fan of John Mayer. So,
okay.
I mean, if he was listening, that would be pretty pretty.
My dream for you is for you to open for John Mayer.
Oh, that, oh, dude, that's. I wanna. I always have dreams of just like soloing with and just going nuts with John Mayer, but. One day, baby.
Yeah. All right, what are we doing again?
This song's called Savior.
Sarah J. on the Drew Marshall Show. My goodness, seriously? Okay, so I got to finish with a few things here. Number one, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The Hallelujah song, Rock My World, that was a very close second. And just after I gave this whole big diatribe about, you know, singing softly and pulling back, and you just freaking nailed that. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. So proud of you. Good job. Well, folks, Sarah J. has been our musical guest for Live on TDMS, an hour devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by TheLife.com. Live life to the full. Go to TheLife.com and join today. Sarah J's website is simply sarahj.ca, sarahj.ca. Keep your eyes on this girl. Something's going to happen sometime, somewhere, somehow. And heard her first here on the Drew Marshall Show. I'm very proud of that fact. Hey, let me go out with another Thomas Merton quote, okay? Shall we give you one more here from the Mr. Merton? Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. That is not our business, and in fact, it's nobody's business. What we are asked to do is to love, and this love itself will render both ourselves and our neighbors worthy, if anything can. Yesterday, Mr. Merton's birthday. Very cool guy to quote if you ever want to, you know, attempt to be cool. Either Thomas Merton or Tim the Tool. He's another great guy to quote, folks. I'm Drew, and on behalf of Tim the Tool and Alex the Intern, thanks for tuning in to the Drew Marshall Show. We're here next Saturday, 1 to 5 Eastern, and you can also listen to us on the TuneIn app. All old episodes and live as well. Goodbye. Party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, till the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try. Well, thank God you're not the jury, thank God I'm not the judge. Here's to a bigger picture, here's to the bigger love. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how you're doing, brother, I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bar.